Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
'98.7 Simon, we play everything. Little Memphis band there. You know the dudes from Memphis?
I did not know that.
I like them just because of that. Hey, we're the Get Up Show. We're playing requests for Bet You Won't Play It Friday. And if you had to guess, now if you know, don't spoil it for everybody.
Okay.
America's least favorite vegetable is?
Brussels sprouts.
What did we hear about broccoli the other day? Was it America's favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's also changed. No, Brussels sprouts, which are fantastic, and I like to pretend I'm a giant eating cabbages.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, I love Brussels sprouts.
I love them, too, but lots of people hate them.
America's least favorite vegetable is the turnip.
I don't know if I've ever had a turnip.
Have you had a rutabaga?
I don't think so.
Because that's a turnip.
No.
And they'll trip you up like that.
No. How do you eat them?
A lot of people mash them like mashed potatoes and put a gravy on it.
Okay.
You can, if you have a Chateaubriand, a sliced rutabaga is nice with a Chateaubriand.
That's a nice house.
And also, following turnips on the list, another of my favorites, beets.
I like pickled beets.
I like all kind of beets. You ever had a golden beet? You got to have a golden beet.
They're okay.
Well, what about the English beet? radishes, number three, least favorite vegetable.
I don't mind them. They're just not there.
You want to know the number one most favorite right now? It's not broccoli anymore. This is an upset in the vegetable world.
Eric Colbert?
Corn.
What?
Corn, number one.
Yeah, everybody loves corn.
Taters, carrots, maters after that. All right, enough vegetable talk. Let's get to what you want. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're strong as a tugboat bumper. What's going on?
I was wondering if you could play Crimson and Clover, ever which one you feel like playing.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.